Okay, so last week we talked about men trying to do better emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and y'all had some thoughts. My DMs were basically a group therapy session, and some of it wanted to turn flirty. That's fine. But here's the thing. A lot of the messages I got weren't even about men growing. They were about connection. More specifically, how damn hard it is to feel connected anymore. Which brings me to today's episode, Too Digital to Date. Because tell me if this sounds familiar, guys. You meet someone online, you're texting nonstop, it feels flirty and fun, until one of you disappears mid-conversation, and now you're left staring at your phone like, did I just get ghosted, or did they fall asleep? It's not just you. It's a whole damn dating situation we're all in. And here's where it gets crazy. A new study from the University of Geneva, by the way, beautiful little country there I want to go. Not Geneva, I know it's in Switzerland, but I want to go there. Just confirmed that couples who meet online report lower intimacy, passion, and commitment than couples who meet in person, August 2025. So maybe, just maybe, it's not that we're bad at love, it's that we're trying to do it on Wi-Fi. So let's unpack this. What's really happening when everything about dating is going digital, and what we can do to get the real thing back? My name is Bridget, and I'm your host here at Bridget Unfiltered, a Dirty Blonde Media podcast. I am so happy to be with you today, and sit back, enjoy, and let's talk about it. So let's start with the truth. Online dating has changed the pace of connection, and our brains just aren't built for it. Apps like Hinge and Bumble and Tinder have promised us infinite options, so many options. But what they don't tell you is that this constant choice rewires our brain for, quote, novelty over intimacy, end quote, taken from this same Genevian study. You're not looking for love anymore. You're scrolling essentially for dopamine. According to the American Psychological Association, people who spend more than 90 minutes a day on dating apps report lower emotional satisfaction and higher anxiety about relationships. I don't know about you guys, but I'm at 6 hours. So I'm fucked. We're overstimulated and underconnected, essentially. It's not that we don't want love, it's that we're distracted by the illusion of abundance. We're busy swiping away someone's husband because their bio said gym rat instead of maybe dog dad. I know, I've done it. Well, not dating apps. I haven't been allowed on a dating app since 2020 because they all think I have been catfish or a fake. So I just haven't bothered trying since. And it's basically like ordering from DoorDash or the Grub or Postmates or Uber Eats. You think you're hungry for the connection, but what you're craving is attention. I said it. Oof. Yep, I said it. And the wildest part, you guys, is that even when people do meet and fall for each other online, that screen barrier kind of leaves this messy, like yucky, like residue, like something's just left behind. The Genevian study found that those couples had more difficulty maintaining passion and emotional commitment because they built the connection through messaging and not being present. You can't text chemistry. You have to feel it. But let's get nerdy for a second. Okay, so our brains bond through oxytocin, right? That's that connection hormone. You get it from touch, eye contact, laughter, vulnerability, none of which you can fully experience through a phone screen. Okay? Follow? So what happens? You start filling the emotional gaps with fantasy. You project who you want them to be and not who they are. That's why online relationships can feel so intense so fast, but fade even faster. Because you bonded with the idea of them Essentially, it's digital chemistry. Hot, just hot to trot in the chat, but cold in real life. And the kicker? A 2025 Pew Research, PEW study, found that 60% of online daters admit they pretend to be more emotionally available than they actually are when talking to potential partners. So it's not just that the dating apps are fake, it's that people are curating their hearts like they're curating their Instagram post. But don't get me wrong, I'm not anti-app. I've seen people find love online. I've seen it. Might be a little bit of legends, but I've seen it. And I just think that we've just stopped giving in-person energy the same respect. When connection becomes convenient, it stops being sacred. And all right, I want to go somewhere even just a little bit deeper for a second, because we can't talk about why dating feels so disconnected without talking about the elephant in the room. Porn. Yep, I said it. Because as someone who's been inside that world, literally and metaphorically, I've seen both sides of it. And I can tell you with my whole chest, if you don't understand how porn rewires your brain, you will never fully understand why real connection just feels so hard right now. Every time you watch adult content, your brain releases dopamine, and that's your feel-good chemical. But over time, your brain starts to need more to feel the same high. According to 2023 study published in JAMA Psychiatry, frequent pornography use can desensitize your brain's reward system, meaning, literally, every time you get less pleasure from real-life intimacy. Translation, when you're constantly stimulating your brain with fantasy, your body starts getting bored with reality. That's why so many men and women that do watch and absorb it on a daily, very frequent basis can't connect emotionally, or I'm just not that attracted to real women anymore. It's not because you're broken. It's because your brain has been hijacked by constant novelty, and who can blame you? And then comes the second layer, expectations. Porn, my loves, my sweet, dear digital loves, isn't sex education. It's performance. It's lighting, direction, and editing. It's not intimacy. It's choreography. Studies from the University of Cambridge have found that heavy porn users show the same kind of compulsive patterns as those struggling with substance addictions. So when you're watching it daily, on the hour to the hour, minute by minute, or even, sorry to say it, more than just a few times a week, your brain starts equating pleasure with performance. So you start believing intimacy is about perfect bodies and instant chemistry, not communication and vulnerability. And then you walk into the real world where people have emotions, boundaries, trauma, preferences, and suddenly real love feels too damn slow. Real love feels way too honest, and real love feels way too confronting. And as an ex-performer, this has completely tapped on me as well. Because imagine having this have been your job. Where do you go in personal life? Where do you go? I've touched on that topic in earlier episodes. Feel free to binge. I very much can understand where some of my peeps that are listening can sort of go like, damn, that is true. You know, she was cute, but she just took too long to, you know, to tell me that I'm hot. Well, sir, you and her were on a date for 20 minutes. She's not exactly knocking on the door asking for sugar and then nailing you in bed, because that's not real life. I also get a lot of messages from women saying he's distant or he just doesn't seem present when we're intimate. And 9 times out of 10, it's not that he doesn't care. It's just that he's never learned to connect without a screen. Research from the Journal of Behavioral Addictions found that chronic porn use is linked to higher rates of loneliness, lower sexual satisfaction. I think before I speak and then I think way too fast, so pardon, and even erectile dysfunction in men under 35. You guys, under 35. So if you're wondering why it feels like men can't date, it's just because for a lot of them, real dating just doesn't compete with the on-demand fantasy they've been trained to crave. And here's the part I want to say clearly, especially to the men listening. Watching adult content doesn't make you evil or unworthy, but pretending it doesn't affect you, that's where the damage grows. Because if you can't differentiate fantasy from reality, if your expectations for women, sex, relationships are shaped by something designed for entertainment, not intimacy, you're just setting yourself up to fail before you can even start dating. And this isn't about shame. This is just about awareness. You can't heal what you keep pretending isn't a problem. So Bridget, what can I do? What can I do? Sweetheart, if I gave you any sort of outer experience advice, it would be the blind leading the blind, because I'm in the same boat right now. Like we were talking about in the last episode, I'm just trying to do better. And as I'm learning, I'm sharing because I care. I care about what I've done to add to the problem that I am thoroughly in my soul of souls, sharing the journey to a solution. And I know that I went right after my very last film that I filmed about 2 years ago, my last adult film, I went on a complete celibacy. I stopped having sex in every single way. And it was so desperately needed. I had to let go of so much toxic energy and completely recommend. So my challenge to you, if you're listening, you go ahead, try a dopamine detox, 30 days, maybe, or you can start small. Let's start with 2 weeks. Let's start with 14 days, no porn, no fantasy stimulation. Just see how your brain, your focus, and your attraction starts to kind of recalibrate. And men, I promise, if you give your brain a break from constant digital stimulation, you'll actually start feeling things again. Yeah. You'll notice women differently and you'll crave connection again. I know that because I did it. And because what porn numbs, reality can restore. But that's if you let it. And trust me, I say that with love because I've seen what happens on both sides of the camera. And I truly believe real connection is still possible. I do. But you have to stop confusing performance with passion. And we'll be diving into all of this in future episodes. Remember, I'm on this journey with you. Someone who has valued her loyal fan base, and as I learn more about myself, I share in my most vulnerable state because I think we can all accomplish so much if we know we aren't alone. Bridget Unfiltered is a very special community and one that I am so proud of. So speaking of what's real and what's not, let's get into this week's Dear Bridget, because a lot of your questions are exactly about that gap between fantasy and reality. All right, this week's Dear Bridget comes from at RealJ24 on Instagram, and she said, Bridget, I've been talking to this guy for 3 months online. He's perfect over text, but every time we make plans, something comes up. He says he's shy and not ready for real dates yet. Am I being impatient or getting played? Okay, Jess, first of all, I love that you're asking this. I love when my girls and women in couples with men who are listening to this dive in and are part of it. That's the whole goal of all this. So this is the number one story in a lot of people's inbox right now, I think, because here's the truth. If someone's telling you they're not ready to meet in person after 3 months, they're not building intimacy. They're maintaining control. People hide behind this, "I'm so shy," or "I'm so anxious," when what they really mean is, "I like the safety of the fantasy more than the risk of reality. So I'd rather keep you in this bubble of a text machine than having to meet you in real life." And I get it. Meeting in person can be totally awkward. It is vulnerable. And you can't face tune your face. You can't edit your face. You can't think of the perfect reply. But real connection, sorry, requires presence. So Jess, you're not being impatient at all, babe. I don't think you are at all. I think you're just being honest. And you're craving something human, something we all are. And if he wanted to meet you, he would have by now. So all I say is stop chasing. Stop chasing. Don't chase. At this point, don't chase. And as always, when the right person is for you, it literally just comes for you. You don't have to do the work, especially in our feminine energy. That's the man's job. I don't care what people say that, "Oh, you weren't born, you know, what do you know about traditional anything?" I'm like, listen, a girl's still a girl is still a girl. And a girl still wants to be chased, loved, you know, cutesied on, and call that what you may, but she wants to know that her man loves her. So if we're going from the jump, from the very beginning, not making the effort to meet us after 3 months, all right, sir, we're going to move on and on to the next. So here's where I'll leave you. Dating apps aren't evil. They're just tools. You know, there's like a tool in your toolbox. But when the tool starts using you, I say it's time to step back. And this is just my opinion. So try this for 1 week. No swiping, no small talk. Instead, talk to someone in person. Compliment someone at a coffee shop. Smile at the coffee girl. Reconnect with the rhythm of real life. The reason why so many women nowadays, and I'm saying nowadays in today's era, the time of this podcast, so many women think that every man smiling at her is trying to human traffic her into a sex ring is because they're in the same boat. They're not putting in the connection either, because it's what's going on to the man, and to the man that is the demographic of overly stimulated, is also happening to females. Not maybe so much in the drastic sense as watching porn, but social media and swiping. So we're all fucked. We're just different kinds of fucked, but we can unfuck ourselves, all right? We can totally unfuck ourselves, because if we reconnect, compliment, chit-chat, we build it, you know? We build that skin. And one of the things that I've always said that is so sexy in a man is his confidence. So the more you can do this in small, and I'm saying very small doses, don't be that creep around the corner. You know, use your discretion, but use this as your own little personal, like, not tool, but building of the tool, right? Because if you have the tool of knowing how to communicate, you have to build the tool first. So this is just you grabbing the metal, right? You're grabbing the metal and you're going to build a tool out of it so you can put the tool in the toolbox. Does that make sense? That makes sense, right? So try it for a week, because love was never meant to be this optimized. It was meant to be experienced. And as always, I'm going to bring it back to a verse that has grounded me, Romans 12. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Isn't that great? It's a reminder that growth and love doesn't have to follow the trends. It's quite all right to unplug from the noise and trust God's timing and meet people in the spaces where your soul will actually feel seen and heard and felt and wanted. All right, before I sign off, I just have to say this. You guys have blown me away, like blown me away. When I started Bridges Unfiltered, it was just me, my mic, and a lot of late night thoughts that I honestly wasn't sure anyone would even care to hear and listen to. And now, because of you, the downloads, the shares, the DMs, the support, this little passion project has turned into something so much bigger. I'm beyond excited to officially say that we're going on twice a week. You're getting new episodes of Bridget Unfiltered. So one to start your week with perspective and one to get you ready for your weekend with maybe a little attitude. Because this community is growing every single day and it's all thanks to you. Honestly, I'm so grateful. The people who listen, who comment and keep these conversations alive. So hit that follow button if you haven't already. And make sure you're subscribed on Spotify, Apple, or YouTube. So you never miss an episode. Thank you so much for letting me be in your ears, in your car, in your walks, in your workouts. I'm grateful beyond words. This next chapter is for us, all right? Twice the talks, twice the truth, and definitely twice the unfiltered. So see you next episode. Mwah. Bye.